All right, if you indulge me, I want to share a little memory here by way of introduction to these guys. I became a grandfather about a year and a half ago, and a week or two ago, my daughter, who's now 32, was over with our granddaughter, and I was playing with my granddaughter, but I'm talking to my daughter about this year's Blue Waters lineup. And it dawned on me at that time that when my daughter was 5 years old, this is back in 1996, that was the very first time I saw Tony Furtado with her on my lap. We lived in Puyallup over on the west side, and Tony Furtado and friends were on the lineup for this little town festival there in the center of Puyallup. I read about Tony. I knew he was a two-time national banjo champion. And I think that billing, Tony Furtado and Friends, had just won the Telluride Band Contest or something. But they morphed into a band called Sugar Beet. Matt Flinner was in that band that we sat there and watched. Ben Demarath, this great vocalist, and Tony Furtado. And so I had just this great memory of sitting there with my daughter watching. And so I'm telling her just last week about this 26 years ago. So that was a really fun memory for me, and I have been in love with Tony Furtado's music ever since then, and that Sugar Beet album became a standard in our car CD player. You can't get it anymore, but maybe Tony knows how to get copies of it because it's really cool. Meanwhile, he's made a whole lot of great music, and he's even made a couple more friends since then in the Tony Furtado and Friends realm. So he's brought a couple of them with him tonight to play for you. We're so excited. We've been trying to make this happen for about 3 or 4 years now, and we finally got him here. So please make welcome Tony Furtado and Friends.
Through the wire, my electrons are humming, and I'm shaping and shifting from circuit shadow. See what you're dreaming, soul is my window, and I can't use the things you own. I don't want your flesh and bone. Give me a soul. Give me a soul. Give me a soul. Give me a soul. My body's electric, X-rays, vision. I see what I'm needing, soul is my window. And I can't use things of own. I don't want your flesh and bone. Give me a soul. Give me a soul. Give me a soul. Give me a soul. Thank you. give me a soul. Give me a soul. Give me a soul. Give me a soul. Hey, thank you so much. It's good to see you guys. What a beautiful spot for a festival, too. It's just gorgeous out here. We got a lot of bug friends around here, too, welcoming us. I lost my words in that last one because my mouth became a landing pad for a second there. But that was a song that I wrote called Give Me Your Soul. When I wrote that song, I thought I was writing a song about being possessed by artificial intelligence like our phones and our computers, but I quickly realized I'd written it about my ex-manager. True story. Well, I started my career as a banjo picker. That's pretty much all I did. I practiced for hours a day, and I made my first few albums focused on banjo for Rounder Records early in the 90s there. Then things changed, and banjo was always there, but it was a little bit of a back burner. Had lots of friends and family members and fans say, you got to make another banjo album. And took a pandemic, but I made it happen. I call it Decembering. And we're going to do one of the tracks from that album. It's called Squirrelville, which is the name of my house back home. We've got a giant walnut tree right outside our living room window that is almost like having a fourth family member just standing there proud and almost a little bit foreboding. It's so close to the foundation. See, we figure it was planted by a squirrel 40 years ago. So we call our house Squirrelville. There's 1,000 squirrels living up there, I swear. So here you go. This is Squirrelville. Thank you. Thank you so much. This is my other banjo. It's a very large banjo with a deep voice. Some people call it a cello banjo. My old bass player called it the manjo. It's being welcomed by the motorcycles. The song we're going to do right now is a title track from my album called The Bell. And The Bell marked me going completely independent from other record labels and management and all that good stuff. Boy, was it expensive, but it was a good thing to do, I'll tell you what. I started my own little record label. I call it You Say Furtado Records. Sounds funny, but it's true. So this song kind of talks about what I was going through at the time. It's called The Broken Bell. Cracked my shell, don't waste your hammer on a broken bell. A broken bell, a broken bell, don't waste your hammer on a broken bell. Shadows rise and they hear the call. Shine the light and you watch them fall. Watch them fall with the coming day. Shine the light and they fade away. Will I let you in the sea inside? You will never change my mind. You will never change my mind. With a rusty tongue, and you built your house with a DJ gun. The DJ done got a ringing sound. DJ done gonna tell you now. Well, I let you in the sea inside. You will never change my mind. You will never change my mind. One copper and tin for shiny skin. A shiny skin shimmering new, copper and tin the ring true. Tolling low is cracked, my shell, don't waste your hammer on a broken bell. A broken bell, a broken bell, don't waste your hammer on a broken bell. Well, I let you in, see inside. You will never change my mind.
Never change my mind.
You will never change my mind.
Never change my mind.
Thank you so much. Well, we're going to do a song that came from the same album that I wrote around the time my father passed away. I found myself needing to process, of course, and like most songwriters, we find the best way to process is to sit down and write a song about what you're going through, hopefully get a little catharsis from it, or at least a song. So when I was doing that, hey, you're welcome. Thank you for coming out, too. So when I was writing this song, I got to thinking about some things that I hadn't before, like the fact that in a roundabout way, my father was the reason I started playing music in the first place. Although he wasn't a musician, he wasn't a singer. He used to call himself tone deaf and monotone and such things, but he had this really beautiful, resonant voice that I always wanted to hear him sing, just never did. He used his voice for something else. He was an amazing salesman. He sold flooring goods. His name was Bill Furtado. Any fans of the flooring business out there? He could sell you any of that stuff. But he just loved to talk to people. He was very chatty. He was very, very generous with his time and very charismatic. But we didn't, We didn't connect on music. We connected on something else, which was he taught me how to make those balsa wood airplanes. Well, you make the frame out of the balsa wood. Then you take some paper and you stretch it on the balsa wood frame, and you stretch it with this noxious paper dope stuff. That's what it's called, paper dope. Something a 10-year-old boy probably shouldn't be touching, but I did. I made a bunch of those airplanes. I loved it. And then in sixth grade, we were asked to make a musical instrument out of household items and do a report on that instrument. So I decided to take a pie tin and put some of that paper on it and a stick and rubber bands for frets and nylon fishing string. And being that I grew up in Pleasanton, California, I didn't see too many banjos live in person. But I knew it was a banjo because I used to go over to Grandma and Grandpa's house over in Livermore, California, almost every other weekend. It seemed like they were always watching Hee Haw or the Beverly Hillbillies. So I knew what a banjo was. So I did the report on banjo, found out it came from Africa, had this really interesting history of playing a lot of different types of music. So I said, that's the instrument for me. My folks got me a real banjo on my 12th birthday, and I practiced, and I practiced, and I practiced. And so here I stand before you playing music for a living. So I always send this song out to the memory and the spirit of my pop. It's called Ashes of a Man. Go again. I'm sifting through ashes of what you were, a man that I knew, strong as the earth with a gentleman's curse. You left like the wind disappears in the night.
with no one to say, nothing to fight. They say, I've got your eyes and the wave of your hands. All that remains are the ashes of a man. Pieces of you, they just wouldn't burn. When we said goodbye, sound of your voice, like the fire in your heart and the love in your eye. You left like the wind disappears in the night. With no one to save and nothing to fight. They say, I've got your eyes and the wave of your hands. All that remains are the ashes of a man.
We'll do a song that I stole from listening to a guy named Doc Boggs. You guys heard of Doc Boggs? Old-time musician. Well, I took one of his songs and gave it a different melody. It was a song called The False-Hearted Lover's Blues. I figured I could take liberty only because he had already used that melody on another song called The Country Blues. So, why not? So I did. So this is called The False-Hearted Lover's Blues. False hearts have been my downfall, and pretty women have been my grace. Oh, I'm sure my false-hearted lover is gonna send me to my lonesome grave. Ragged clothes are dropping from my body, and a wolf's howling round my door. And may the man who stole my darling girl feel the bite of my 44. False hearts have been my downfall,
women have been my craze. But I'm sure my false-hearted lover is gonna send me to my lonesome grave. Corn whiskey has wrecked my body, and a false heart is on my mind. Well, I've searched this whole world over, a pressure on earth I cannot find. False hearts have been my downfall, and pretty women have been my grave. But I'm sure my false-hearted lover gonna send me to my lonesome early stays over, sink my dead body in the sea. You just tell my false-hearted lover that the waves will wash over me. False hearts have been my downfall, and pretty women have been my craze. Well, I'm sure my false-hearted lover gonna send me to my lonesome grave.
Thank you so much. By the way, gentleman playing the bass for you, he's originally from Billings, Montana, makes his home in Portland now for I don't know how many decades, but he's played with lots of really great folks over the years because he's such a fine bass player, really nice guy, sharp dresser, great driver. This is Keith Brush.
Oh, yeah. He keeps good time.
An equally sharp dresser. Almost as good a driver, really. connoisseur of many things. He's originally from Boise, Idaho. Moved himself out to Boston for a little while to go to the Berklee School of Music, where he met his now wife, Rachel. They have a band called Love Dean that's just amazing. He's got some LPs of that band over there. It's very kind of soul pop, vintagey kind of gorgeousness. He now resides in Portland, Oregon. He's a five-time Grand National Fiddle Champion, the current National Fiddle Champion, and a killer guitarist, singer, and songwriter. That's Luke Price. Well, hello back to Scott Law, wherever he is. We'll do a tune from my new album and a tune from an old album mashed together here. The first tune is called Icebound, and then we're going to follow that with Can't Lie Down. One word more than you had to let go, and now you're waiting to hear the things they wanted you to know. Pull your head up from the dirt, and no solace in the ground. Hold your tongue while the devil's hanging round. Ain't no place to lie down. Ain't no place to lie down. Ain't no place to lie down till the devil's in the ground. To move your feet while your world is still in spin. Hold your eyes to the sky, find your way back home again. Road goes rolling on, can't escape the place you're bound. It might buy a little time while the devil's hanging round. Ain't no place to lie down. There ain't no place to lie down. There ain't no place to lie down till the devil's in the ground. Thank you.
Was it really worth the wait? Do you know just what you found? You can't cheat the dealer while the devil's hanging round. Ain't no place to lie down. Ain't no place to lie down. Ain't no place to lie down till the devil's in the ground.
How are we doing on time? Here's a song from The Bell that I wrote as part of a songwriters club where you get a title on a certain day. This one was Sunday. And you had to write a song with that title in the song. I guess you could also call it a prompt. And you had to record it and send it out to all the other songwriters by the next Thursday. So this particular week, we got the title, Dying Language. And my MO was to write my songs as fast as possible so I wouldn't have a chance to think about it. And when the dust settled, I realized I'd taken that title, Dying Language, and written a song about hating hate speech and liking to think of hate speech as a dying language. Yeah, we can hope. Quite there yet, but so here you go. This is called Dying Language.
Sharpen words to draw the line. I got no place for your world and mine. Cold intolerant bricks in the wall. Shades of gray inside us all. So don't you speak to me. Don't you speak to me. I can't take your twisted words of hate. Don't you speak to me. Let your dying language fade away. Sharpen words. Old man, tell me, what's that you said? And why is your nose stuck in their bed? We're born world alone and where nobody knows which way we'll stay. Don't you speak to me. Don't you speak to me. I can't take your twisted words of hate. Don't you speak to me. Let your dying language fade away. Fade away. electrons for double shot. It's warm red blood from every heart. Perfect broken spokes in the wheel. All of us different, all of us free. Don't you speak to me, don't you speak to me. I can't take your twisted words of hate. Don't you speak to me, let your dying language fade away. Don't you speak to me, don't you speak to me. I can't take your twisted words of hate. Don't you speak to me, let your dying language fade away.
I think we got time for a couple more, at least. Seems like. No one's got the cane yanking us off yet, so. We'll do an old Scottish folk song. At least I came to find out it was a Scottish folk song. The aforementioned Scott Law, in fact. Not that he's here. He pulled me into a gig, I guess, about 10 years ago, where we were asked to do a Jerry Garcia memorial set, or tribute set. And I didn't grow up listening to the Grateful Dead, so rather than drown in a sea of bootlegs, he gave me a short list of songs to check out that I might relate to and sing. And this song popped right out like I already knew it. And I come to find out that it goes back a couple hundred or more years. Started its life off as a song called The Bonnie Maid of Fivey, I believe. And now you know it as Pretty Peggy-O. As we rode out Fenario, as we rode out Fenario, Captain fell in love with a lady like a dove, and he called her by name, Pretty Peggy-O. Will you marry me, Pretty Peggy-O? Will you marry me, Pretty Peggy-O? You'd marry me, set your city free, and free all the people in the area. Well, I'd marry you, sweet William O. And I'd marry you, sweet William O. I'd marry you, but your guineas are too few. I fear my mama would be angry. Thank you.
What would your mama think, pretty Peggy-O? What would your mama think, pretty Peggy-O? What would your mama think if she heard my guineas clean? So I'm in marching at the head of my soldiers, oh. If ever I return, pretty Peggy-O. If ever I return, pretty Peggy-O. If ever I return, your city I will burn and destroy all the people in the area. Oh. Stepping down the stairs, pretty Peggy-O. Come stepping down the stairs, let down your yellow hair and bid your last farewell to William O. Sweet William is dead, pretty Peggy-O. Sweet William, he is dead, pretty Peggy-O. Sweet William, he is dead.
Get a couple guests up here to finish out the set with us. Please help me thank Luke Price on the fiddle here. Keith Brush back there on the bass. We're going to get Jordan Ramsey on the mandolin on this song. Aaron Youngberg. And Aaron Youngberg on the banjo. We're going to be doing a banjo workshop tomorrow, I believe, together. That'll be fun. Looking forward to that. Big thanks for staying up late and hanging out with the Bugs and us. And if you get a chance, I'll be over here for a few minutes anyway. There'll be some sort of light. I got some of my ceramic stuff in the not-too-lit area over here. And then the CDs are interspersed between the two tents. If you want to come over, say hey and check that stuff out. Luke's got some CDs here, too. And a LP, good stuff. And he's teaching a workshop, a fiddle workshop at noon. We're doing the banjo one at 11. You're doing the bass one at 1. And then we play as a band again tomorrow, I think at 3:30. So, anyway.
We got a sound on everyone? Got some of these guys in the monitors here. I think we'll be ready to rock on this Bill Monroe song we're going to do. I think. Get this straight.
This is four. One, two, three, four.
Ten.
Oh, I have no idea.
Ten.
Gonna beat you to the bright shining sun. The bright shining sun. Oh, to the bright shining sun. Ten Brooks was a big bay horse with a shaggy mane. He run around Memphis and he beat the Memphis train. He beat the Memphis train. Oh, Lord, and he beat the Memphis train. Said to Miley, what makes your head so red? Running in the hot sun, put fever in my head. The fever in my head, oh Lord, the fever in my head. Said to Ten Brooks, you're looking mighty squirrel. And Ten Brooks said to Miley, I'm leaving this old world. I'm leaving this old world, oh Lord, I'm leaving this old world. Women's all a-laughing and the children's all a-crying. The big folks all a-hollering, old Ten Brooks is flying. Oh, Brooks is fine. Oh, Lord, and old Tim Brooks is fine. Kuiper, Kuiper, you're not riding him right. I might as well be an old tender, clear out of the sight. A clear out of the sight, oh Lord, clear out of the sight. Kuiper, 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 my son. I give old Tim Brooks a bridle and let old Tim Brooks run. Yeah, let old Tim Brooks run, oh Lord, let old Tim Brooks run. Fetch old Tim Brooks and hitch him in the shade. We're going to bury Miley in a coffin ready made. A coffin ready made, oh Lord, in a coffin ready made. Well, let old Tim Brooks run, oh Lord, let old Tim Brooks run. Thanks, guys. That was a blast. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Oh, I love this job. You never know what's going to happen up here. Was that too much fun? Tony Furtado and all his pals. He will be back tomorrow. As mentioned, there will be a banjo workshop with Tony and Aaron, which will be a whole lot of fun. Fiddle workshop with Luke and Ryan. A bass workshop. And FY5 is going to be helping out our kids camp tomorrow, too. A lot of good stuff happening tomorrow. So I hope you are coming back for some of that. Like I said, if you're heading home tonight, stick around a little bit and check out some of the music up in the upper parking lot. Thanks a lot to everybody for a great day, and we will see you all tomorrow.